And joining us now from the Chicago Tribune, my good buddy Brad Briggs. Brad, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Vic. How are you?
Outstanding. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes to talk about this game. It's a fourth and final preseason game, so the expectations we know are probably not just low, but even lower than whatever low is.
I think this is the 10th year in a row the Bears and Browns have closed out the preseason playing each other, so it's become a bit of a tradition.
Yeah, it has. It really has. And I want to get a feel for you. You know that Pat Shurmur has already announced that Brandon Whedon will not start at quarterback, and basically the starters are going to see barely any playing time in this game. Do I presume that Lovie Smith's approach is going to be very similar?
Yeah, with Lovie, the Bears in the past have either set Jay Cutler in the final preseason game or they've sent him out there and only called running plays, so he simply handed the ball off. I'd expect Matt Forte to sit. Julius Peppers, I would expect to sit out this game. I think Brandon Marshall probably will not play. Or if these guys do play, it'll be in an extremely limited role.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's reached a point, too, where you wonder, Brad, from the league standpoint, it's like it's one preseason game too many. I mean, I think most teams are satisfied with getting what they need done in three games. They hold their breath through all of them. I mean, the Browns had like six guys hurt in their first one. Other teams have had their share of injuries in the preseason. This one is just really coaches sweating it out.
Yeah, although the thing is, Rick, I wonder if they were to reduce it to three like you suggest, and people have certainly talked about if that third preseason game becomes what the fourth one is now, you know, if the coaches then become fearful of that one, because you're right, the whole thing in the preseason, it's about attrition, really. You know, it's skill development and making decisions during training camp, and then these coaches get in the preseason games, and they fear to death that they're going to have key injuries and lose some players. And I covered a Bears game. It was a final preseason game. I believe it was an 0-2 before the Bears and Browns kind of started their thing in the final week, and it was at New England, and they had a really promising young guard named Rex Tucker, and on the sixth, seventh snap of that game, suffered a season-ending ankle injury. So I think we've all seen it happen before, and it's what coaches fear, and it makes this last game difficult, I think, for fans. But hopefully there's some evaluations that can go on for the coaching staffs and the front offices to make it a meaningful effort.
Brad Biggs from the Chicago Tribune joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So give us a rundown of what it is, just from the Bears' perspective, we could look at or look for anybody of the, you know, that are sort of off the radar that might have a chance to do a little something that we pay attention to. Who are some of the people you're going to be focused on, Brad?
Well, I think one of the things that's sort of up in the air for the Bears might be the third running back job. Like I said, I don't expect Forte to play at all, so these number threes should get a lot of time, and it's Armando Allen and Lorenzo Booker, and they're kind of similar guys. Allen is a small guy, he's shifty, they can split him out wide, and so the evaluation process for them is not only what they do in the backfield, but they'll probably be rotating on special teams, playing the same position, so the coaching staff can look at each guy in the same spot and how he performed on, you know, punt team, on punt return, and those various things, and try to make a final decision there. Other than that, for the Bears, I don't know if there's a hot spot. They've had some injuries. They're kind of constantly evaluating their defensive backfield. They've had some injuries at linebacker as well. Brian Urlacher hasn't practiced since July 31st, but it seems pretty set with what they're going to do there. And then, you know, a home state guy, Dane Sanzenbacher, I believe should make the roster, but it's certainly not a slam dunk. And so he should get a lot of playing time, and he could help himself out by going out and making a couple nice plays.
And generally speaking, this Bears team expected to be a pretty big factor in the highly competitive NFC North.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Vic. Expectations here are sky high. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that expectations for this team this season are greater than they were in 2007 when the Bears were coming off an appearance in Super Bowl 41. And that's simply because They added Brandon Marshall. They've got a number one wide receiver for, honestly, the first time in forever. I've covered the team 12 seasons. They had Marty Booker had a couple really nice seasons for him in 2001 and 2002. But Marty Booker wasn't the kind of wide receiver that would go into a football game and strike fear in the defense and the defensive coordinator. So Marshall has legitimized their offense. And people will say, well, how can you say expectations are greater than when they won the NFC? And it's real simple. When that team came back in 2007, you still had questions about the Bears' quarterback play with Rex Grossman. And they feel with Cutler, they've got one of the young guns who's as talented as any guy out there, but he hasn't won big in the playoffs yet. And everyone knows that that's how you truly evaluate the quarterback position.
Brad, great stuff. Travel safe. I know we caught you at the airport, but travel safe, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Looking forward to it, Vic. Take care.
All right, Brad Biggs from the Chicago Tribune joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.